All right, we ready. Yeah, welcome to the Corner Store. We have an incredible, I'm going to give you your formal introduction. I'm going to read a very formal bio. Thank you, Mike, who's the, Mike, what are you the producer of the show, aren't you?
Yes.
Wow, amazing.
Wow. Mike, wait, Mike, what's your last name?
Heideman.
Mike Heideman.
Yes.
Producer of the show. We're running now currently, right?
Yeah.
We've already started.
Oh, very
good. Yeah. You're on the show now.
Hey, guys. What's up?
All right. See, there you go.
Cut that out.
We have a really incredible guest. Esperanza Rosas, better known as Runzi, is a Chicago-based artist specializing in illustration. Being of Mexican descent, Runzi uses her Latino background as well as her femininity to inspire her artwork. And really, we are giant fans.
Yeah, I mean, you've been in two of our shows, so.
Yeah.
I would say yes to Kevin.
And I appreciate that because I will stay asking you forever because I'm a fan. Of course, you gave incredibly important and beautiful illustrations to A People's History of Chicago. The book, you blessed the book with those illustrations.
What book is that?
And it is true. I first met you because you were a student at UIC in Dr. Lisa Lee's and I's hip hop aesthetics class, and you just started to but you brought in your work, and I was like, yo, what is the deal? You're so dope.
I know. I remember. No, I'm like, I know I was dope. No, not like that.
Basically.
I'm like, I just remember that photo project that I did. You're like, is this girl like an artist? Like, what does she do? You're like, these are really good. I'm like, thanks.
Was it a written class or was it like whatever medium you work in?
We could do whatever we want.
Yeah. Okay. It was like, it was meant to be
so make it
an
like
art
free
elective.
Time.
It was, well, we had people in that class do a bunch of different shit. Did we?
I learned.
Okay,
I
good.
I liked it.
But like, about what? What is hip hop? What do you mean by hip hop aesthetics?
Well, that's a good question. What did we? I mean, I think part of what we were. Well, you tell me. I mean, first of all, were you?
Did
making,
you even teach the class?
Barely. I feel like I did not, to be honest. But you were already an art student and making art and in your practice by the before we met.
Yeah, that's when I had your class was like 2015, I think. Yeah. That's when I was first getting started with everything, and
that's
I was kind of like
recent.
Yeah, and I was like half-assing classwork and then like bringing in work that I knew would kind of fool you into thinking like, damn,
yes,
this is my work. This is my best piece ever. And then
the finesse.
Yeah, and then teachers would be like, oh my God, this is so good. And then like occasionally I would have teachers like, you could do better. Like, I know you. And I'm like, damn, like I gave them too much. But yeah, when I was in your class, I just remember like I used to stay up late and we had like 3:30 p.m. or 4:30. Like it was a late class.
Yeah.
And then I would just stay up all night working on my own stuff and then just come to class. And then I knew I didn't have homework. And it was cool because it's like I felt like your method of teaching was really good just because you taught a lot of like street stuff that people aren't going to learn. And then it's like you taught in this class and it's like I learned more because I wasn't going to have homework and I wanted to be nice to you because you were being nice to me. So it's like I had to like reciprocate that respect. Like I'm not going to one assignment, one poem I got to do for this class and I'm not going to do it because it's like he's actually like helping me out, not giving me like stuff. Like, well, you and Lisa Lee, she was dope.
No,
you know, I felt that was mad disrespect if I just couldn't do one assignment. Like Lisa Lee would feed us, do everything.
I know.
Wait, so you had to write poems?
Yeah, we wrote like
a few different writing exercises.
Yeah. And then you do like the
collages
thing you do,
and photos.
Like in YCA where you, the teaching artist, like break down poems or raps or
remember.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we intended it just to be making us. We should have Doc Lee on, in the Corner Store at some point. And I want to go back to that. But before we even get into the evolution of your artistic career and all the work you do, I should have also said that you are a fashion maven. I feel like,
you're always wearing those,
play.
Like,
pull
those
off so
shoes,
many fits.
Like
thank
the boots
you,
that have
you.
All the spikes.
Pull off so many fits. And I do want to talk about that because I feel like that is kind of part of what you do. But before...
First things first.
Yeah, Tara went to the Corner Store and got some delicacies. and so want to see what you would like to enjoy, you know, for the course of the podcast. And this this batch also comes from the corner
same.
Store at
Milwaukee and Haddon.
Yeah, shout out. Those are the local homies. We're gonna keep it moving, but and keep it progressive. But you have your options as to whatever, and you could have them all, you know. But in no particular order, you do have the Little Debbie Nutty Buddy Wafer Bar. That's it's delicious. Lit. I love these.
I know.
Also, how do you eat these is really
do
the
I
question.
Have to be the
I
one?
Mean, by like do layer by layer or
like crunch yeah. through the whole joint.
Wait, yeah. pause. Okay. Should I break it down right now or later?
Oh, what?
Oh, wait,
what do you
mean?
Well, you got two more options.
I'm vegan.
Oh, no.
Okay, all right.
I should have remembered that.
Okay, all right.
Wait,
no.
but.
Oh, no. Wait, yeah, I think this is all like plastic, to be honest.
No, no.
This is dextrose enriched filled flour,
yo,
soy.
I think they had honey buns that were vegan.
Oh, yo.
Have you ever. You've seen
soybean
those, right?
oil. No, soybean I... oil. But it's
has milk chocolate.
It's all right,
so,
cool.
So, by
no,
default.
No honey bun. All right. Also, yeah, I know. But also, there's Vintner's crunchy nuggets, sizzling hot flavored corn snacks.
All right, that sounds fire.
Literally.
The crunchy curls. Or
yeah.
the crunchy.
Yeah, no, these are amazing.
Crunchy
the crunchy
curls.
Nuggets. Yeah.
Crunchy
these are the
nuggets.
Crunchy nuggets. All right, and a Jarritos Mandarin.
I'll take
natural
that.
Flavor soda with real sugar.
All right, I'll it's do lit. That one. I'll do that one.
Right, yeah. All right.
That was
cool.
I'm sorry. No, it's okay.
Is that a twist cap? Is that a twist cap, by the way?
No, it's not. Wait, I might have a bottle opener.
Okay, or I don't know. This WGN table seems fancy. I don't want to like.
Know,
oh, you
right?
got you got a bottle opener.
No,
I
don't
have
all
this stuff.
Opener.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Dang, Circle City.
Here, no, I got it. I'm gonna here, pass it back. I'll smash it on the what is that? This is an air conditioning duct? I bet I could do it.
Yo, don't have that on record.
I have this.
Enjoy the Jibarito. Not Jibarito, Jarrito.
What about probably this? Not. Is it too thick?
Oh, yeah.
You need a lighter. Do you have a lighter?
No. Alright, well.
All right.
Okay.
We tried.
Well, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. That's a take home. That's a take home present.
Thank you.
Thank you. Look, that's a gift.
Thank you so
from
much.
The corner store to you.
You really went like rolling with this corner store. You're right? Like in the corner store, at the corner store,
chilling.
I'm about to like make
we the corner store.
I'm about to make our own like scratch off tickets.
About to open
and shit.
A corner store.
Legit.
Yeah. But it needs to be a bodega, though.
Not in Chicago.
Mass as a corner store. I need my, like, you know, fries at 3 a.m. You don't
want
to do that?
I mean, I want
that's
that version.
That's the thing about the bodega, though.
I just want the 24-hour Chicago corner store, though.
Yeah, I guess they don't have those.
No. Well, look. Anyway, yeah, they do not.
Well, the ones near my old crib in New York, they were open till 12, so.
Oh, well, those are bootleg ones. You guys really got to be, no, because you got to get, the benefit of a bodega is that you can get organic tomatoes at 4 in the morning or flowers or whatever, and that's why they have them.
Or chopped cheese. The part I liked about it was the hot food.
At a corner store?
Yeah.
I mean, I associate them regionally, but also the bodega is like, you could go in, you could get a chopped cheese, you could get a turkey, like a hoagie
sandwich,
you know,
right.
And then the corner store is more like, you know, let me get the scratch ticket, let me get, like, the hot curls, let me get, you know.
I feel like in the South Side is like just like the tiendita.
Or like the food and liquors.
And then it's just the gas station.
You don't got food and liquors?
Right.
Yeah, we do. But I mean, I don't really walk in at like late at night, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in those spaces,
are also different.
You could get everything there. And somewhere you could get white teas. You could get like hats with watches on it.
True.
You could get. You could get like laced with every. You could come out with a new outfit.
Yeah, you really can.
Yeah.
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 I mean, the corner store near my crib is really a liquor store. Mass is a corner store because they got all the snacks, but they got all the liquor, you know?
Yes.
So
Runzy, so you are going to eventually enjoy that mandarin-flavored soda. As a kid, did you have like a favorite snack, like a something that you really enjoyed eating?
Yeah, the ones that I really liked was the juice, like the 25-cent juice. You could get the 25-cent juice, then you got the 50-cent juice with a little thing you used to suck on the top. That one was dope. And then you used to get it with the 25-cent, like the chips.
Yeah.
But what flavor?
You would get the blue one.
Oh, no,
the
but
blue
of the
juice.
Chips.
What chips?
You would get, like, Flaming Hots or Doritos.
True.
Like,
and was that your breakfast?
Probably.
For a long time. I know. That's still, like a Chicago kid
still
breakfast.
That's still my breakfast.
I feel like. Damn.
Literally chips. I mean, sometimes you don't have time for food.
Well, listen. I mean.
Also, if you're a vegan, it's hard knock life.
I know. No, I literally, the past days, I'm like, being a vegan is like all fun and games until like you just want to snack on something and there's nothing. Like,
but you got to like read the ingredients.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it's just.
And no stuff.
Lately it's been tough though. I mean, I still do it, but I'm like, dang, I want some chips. And it's like, I want fruit and I can't get fruit at 3 a.m.
But your family's like.
My family's cool with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're like, they got into healthier eating because of me. I'm not
that's
judgmental.
Good. Good.
I'm not that vegan. I'm a nice vegan.
When did you become vegan? And why?
2014, July 4th, 2014, I was like, I'm not eating meat anymore. And then just.
Cold turkey.
Yeah, and then just.
Well, except.
Haha.
Okay.
And then just a year later, I think. It was February 2016. I had put on a lot of weight being vegetarian, and then I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to work out. Like, I'm still eating bad. Like, this isn't helping me. I'm like, just go vegan. So I went vegan, and like, my face kind
of
cleared up with acne. I lost some weight.
Because of the dairy and all that.
Yeah, and it's just I was eating like cheese at like 4 a.m., wasted, and I'm like, yeah, this isn't good. Like, I'm not doing any benefit for myself. So then from there, like, I just cut out cheese, cut out milk, went vegan, and then I like started going to the gym and like, yeah. It was
but
cool.
Like, what do you eat when you're drunk now?
Sometimes it's just chips. Sometimes I stop myself from eating.
Yeah.
By sleeping?
I mean, just like.
Or continuing to drink.
I know, right?
Like, what?
Get with the program.
I always go to the crib, like, and I'm like, I'm hungry.
Like, just like fall asleep and that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So you grew up on the far south side.
Yes.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I am from kind of close to Indiana, the Indiana border, but I'm still Chicago. I feel like I always have to like make that. I'm like, I can't give out my
address. Is it a suburb?
Because I don't want no stalker. No.
Well, please do not give out your address.
Yeah.
I live on this intersection.
Edit.
These are the last two digits of my address.
Right? No.
Some people on a.
Yeah, this is like my neighbor, like, you know.
Wow.
But, what was the question before that?
Right, where are you from?
I'm from the. Oh yeah, I always say like I'm not from a suburb. I'm still Chicago, just like literally before the border of Indiana, and it's like a lot of people know it's like Alphabet Land, but I don't live in Alphabet Land. I live in Slag.
Okay,
Slag.
Yeah, Slag.
Is that
Slag Valley girl?
Slag
it's
Valley.
Not a, like, that's not like an acronym.
And that's not a neighborhood. That's just like what you all call the neighborhood.
It's called Slag Valley.
It's called
neighborhood?
For real, legit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
damn!
Just
literally,
really tiny.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
What's like the bigger neighborhood next to it?
East Side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Renzi, will you get a little closer to the mic?
Is yeah.
Or you could even maneuver it. Like,
or
bring your chair up.
Careful
whatever.
With your coffee, though.
Yeah. Got it.
And what do you? You come from a big family, small family?
I come from a big family. I am the youngest of six.
Wow.
And then I have my parents. So it's eight of us. It was eight of us at the crib, plus my grandma at one point.
Yeah.
So it was like nine of us, and plus the cousins that like always stay at the crib too. So it's a big family.
And no doubt. And what do you folks do?
My dad is a mechanic, and then my mom works for the city of Chicago.
Wow. What does she do?
She's in streets and sanitation, so she basically like goes, picks up the garbage, like puts wheels on there.
Yeah.
Dope job.
Yeah. And are you
got this cool jacket from her.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah, literally.
Oh,
I got
yes,
the
see the city
it.
Of Chicago. Ooh.
Right.
Okay.
I saw that on the ground.
Yeah, this is a fly-ass bomber.
And that's really her joint?
Yeah, this is hers because it's like you could only get like the city logo if like you
you're
work.
A city employee.
Yeah. And then like I saw this hanging up there and I'm like, oh, bet. Like, you ain't rocking this. I'm
she don't
rocking
wear it.
It.
My mom would
I mean,
totally
it was
be
just,
like,
yeah,
you
it was
stole
just,
that.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just like hanging up there, but she hasn't really seen me. So I'm just like, it's mine.
I feel
you. And you still live at the crib?
Yeah, I still live at the crib.
Yeah.
And
is
gotta be smart.
Listen, is your mom fashionable?
My mom, yeah. I would say she is because I have worn some of her stuff before. Like, she's like, I mean, she just, she wears like her Levi's, her little jean shirt, you know. She has like army jackets. But
she
it's
do?
Like, yeah, she does. Okay. Like, it's just like she dresses cute hey, for like an older lady.
Yeah. And your pops, is he fly?
No, my pops is fly for like himself. Like he always like for his own self. Like every like party, like he'll wear a giant sombrero. He could wear a tux. And that man will have a giant sombrero on. Wow. And we'll be like, dude, just take it off. Like, one, your daughter's, like, getting married. Like, can you just take it off? He'll be like, nope, it's, like, my signature look.
And he's
like,
for real. He's a thousand.
Yeah, no.
He's
like, literally, he'll wear, like, a dress-up shirt. And then, like, he, like, has, like, his white, like, undershirt, like, one button down. And then the sombrero. So it's like... Yeah, I mean, he's fashionable in his own sense.
So I mean, I can rock with that.
That kind of
plus, y'all Mexican, you know? You it's know, not yeah. like he not Mexican and wearing a sombrero.
No. You wear the sombrero.
Well, that would be wild.
Yeah, no.
Well, no. Remember at Easterland, like on Cinco de Mayo, they were like, if you come to Easterland with a sombrero and you're not Mexican, you won't get in.
With that sombrero, it's like a $500 sombrero. Like, that's fly. Sure. You know, it's not no cheap stuff. Like, he knows he's fly.
He know what
that.
He got.
Yeah, he knows that's good.
That's very
But
fresh.
Is it like blinged out? Is it like icy?
No, it's just like black.
Icy sombrero?
I mean, like, no.
You have a picture.
You could.
Yeah, no,
you
it's like know. A black suede one that he has in like brown suede.
Wow, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Fuck it up, Dad.
I know, right?
So I mean, where did you first like get a sense of art making? Did you always draw as a kid or what?
Yeah. Well, I was my dad, I remember he taught me how to color, and like my first coloring book that I remember was like this giant like Space Jam coloring book, and it was huge.
Oh, that's lit.
And like basically like with everything, he would be like, don't get out the line, like you better not even get out the line. And I used to be like scared, like dang, like I can't get out the line, like this is
gonna be punished.
Yeah, I know. And then like my friends were like, damn, you really can't get out the line, like what's gonna happen? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm just not gonna do it. So then from there, like I just started learning how to be like a perfectionist, and I started like my local like bank they used to be like, oh, like, bring your daughter. We have this coloring contest. Like, she has to do it. And they always knew, like, that I would kill it because I just wouldn't get out the line. And, like, I remember for Dominic's, I don't think Dominic's exists anymore, does it?
No, I don't think it does.
Yeah.
No,
Mariano's
is on
a takeover.
Yeah, I know. Well, Dominic's back
grocery
in the day.
Store, right?
Yeah, had like a tricks contest, and they had like color the back of a cereal box. And I remember my sister's like, you colored the bunny purple. Like, bunnies aren't purple. You're not going to win anything. And I ended up getting like a $50 savings bond from that.
Wow.
So it's like just stuff like that. Like, I've always been like doing art for my whole life.
And when did you start to kind of begin to take it in a different direction and maybe make it your own? I mean, when did you start to realize, and how does your own voice in that in illustration and drawing develop?
So in 2015, I got into the Chief Keef Frank 151 book, and then from there, like, people really started being like, yo, you like draw, like,
right,
you do this, like, and I'm like, yeah, like,
that's
and
really
I'm like
sick.
If people are believing in me and I'm like out here in LA in like a dope gallery, like, why can't I believe in myself? So it's like from there, it was just like, I still didn't believe in myself fully, like, not going to try to stunt. Like, I was still like self-conscious about everything. But I remember
when that happened.
But what was it of, though?
It was just a drawing of him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because
he did this big gallery at the 7th Letter in LA, and it was like all portraits, almost like fan art of him. And it was
that's
like
dope.
it was a whole, and they flew you out and everything. You were out there to be a
yeah,
part
actually,
of that experience.
No, I'm not gonna lie on here. They didn't fly me out.
Okay,
but
whatever.
Yeah,
all
right,
yeah.
All
right.
My
own
lie.
You meet him?
Yeah, I did. I ended up finessing myself up into VIP, and he's like, "You're here," and I'm like, "Yeah." He's really like this, Stan.
Well, because all right, well, run it back, because I remember that, because this happened when you were in class, I feel like.
Yeah, and can so I remember save some that of the story, though? Because I have a fun project coming out with a story.
Sure, yeah, you don't have to tell
the story. Oh, you can't tell the story?
No.
Yeah, damn, I know. That's,
can we save that story for a little bit?
Like, okay, fine. You could tell when we put these mics
I
up.
I know.
All right, yeah, that's fine. But run it, how did you even, like, come to draw Keith?
It was an Instagram contest for that one. It was an Instagram contest. Frank151 posted it. And I remember my homie Anthony texted me. He's like, here, like, you should do it. You really love Chief Keef. And I'm like, yeah, I got work to do. Like, I got school. Like, I'm stressing out. I got stuff. And it was like, it was kind of, yeah, it was by finals because it was in December. And he's like, just do it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I ended up doing it, like, submitting it the night before. And then from there, like, Frank151 hit me up. And they're like, oh, like, we love this. Like, it's going to be in the book. And I'm like, oh, that's dope. Like, yay, like, it's in the book. This is cool. And then they hit me up again. They're like, oh, this is going to be in the gallery. And I'm like, oh, that's even cooler. Like, and they're like, oh, we're just going to put this all on merch. And I'm like, what? And then it was really cool. And then, like, my brother-in-law ended up. He works for an airline, and he ended up just kind of, like, hooking it up. And, like, I flew out to L.A., and then I met Keith.
And was that the first time where you felt like, okay, this is a real thing? Like, I could pursue my art? Or were you already under the, you know, mindset that that's what you were going to do?
No. From there, no. I feel like from there, after that, I started working with, I was doing stuff with Stefan. Bonse, I did his cover art. I started kind of helping him throw parties at East Room, and then
this is 2015.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, I feel like I got my dates all mixed up. I'm like, was it that close?
It's
this
right.
is 20. Yeah. Somewhere in like 2015, 2016. Yeah, maybe early 2016. I don't remember. But I started helping him out, and like, just like, I mean, I was like getting reposted now, and like. And then, like, I had this teacher that pushed me to learn how to draw better.
Not Kevin.
No, not Kevin. Sorry, damn. Kevin. Wow. Sorry. Damn. I had this
I
other.
I thought you were nice. I believed in you from, you know, sight,
I know,
sight
right?
Scene. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, there was Should this not. Other teacher.
Plus, I don't teach art, really. So, all right.
There was this other teacher that.
Yeah, don't mention their name.
Okay. I know, right? Hater-ation.
Only about Kevin. This is not about that other teacher.
Yeah, no. And he was like, draw self-portrait and like kind of just like kill it with the drawing. And that's when I started shading. And I did it for just a class assignment. And it was like, draw self-portrait. And I'm like, I want to draw my face with a skull. And like, I did it. And I'm like, whoa, this is actually pretty good. Like, who knew that I could do this? Like, my work has strictly been like, line geometrical kind of work. And then from there I'm like, well, I don't see a lot of people like in my area, like the people I was hanging out with and partying with, not a lot of people were actually doing like art, fine art with shading and blending and graphite, you know. So I was like, oh, well, I can get better at this. So from there, I just kept working on that. And then just, I feel like opportunities just started, like, falling on my lap. And it was, like, just, like, people actually wanted to start working with me. As little as it was, like, kind of like a confidence booster. Like, I remember I, like, opened up my own email, like, Gmail. And it's the same one I still use. But it's just, like, people are like, hey, like, can I get this? Like, the internet really helps. And it's just, like, can I get this done? And it's, like, oh, that's cool. And then it just got to the point where it's just, like, oh, I don't want to do that anymore. Like... You know, like, you could say no, and you could say yes, and it's really cool.
And you were just posting stuff on Instagram?
Yeah, I was just posting Instagram and kind of building my own brand. Like, I was, like, Pink Runzy. A lot of people started knowing me by that because I was, like, my whole Instagram was pink.
Right, because you chose that color as the background for those early portraits.
Yeah, and then just from there, people were like, whoa, this is, like, really cool. And the more consistent I was with it, the more people started actually just seeing my work, which was really cool.
What did her bio say? What
femininity?
Yeah, but you're like, I mean, you're very much, I mean, it's Latin, Latina or Latinx focused, right? But why is that so important for that to be the focal point for you?
Well, when I was, again, this all stems back to college, and I started, I feel like there was a point where it's like, I feel, okay, bringing this up. A lot of times, I feel like there's just, like, that whole idea that's, like, if I'm good at something, then I don't need school. And I feel like a lot of people have that idea, and they're kind of like, no, like, you don't need school to learn this. You don't need school. And it's just like, okay, some people want to go to school. Like, don't knock their hustle. Like, they could do whatever they want. So it's like, from there, it's like, I used to have the mentality too. And I'm like, I'm too good at, like, what I do. And I'm like, I'm doing better than my classmates. Like, I know, like, I'm like, I know, like, my stuff. And it's like, I wasn't putting enough effort into my work at school and treating it as a project that I should have. And it's like, that was just kind of like throwing me behind. So it's like, once I started realizing that it's like, I can never know enough, I started going to the library at school and kind of like picking up these books that started speaking about like Latino artists. And from there, I kind of just like started realizing like, yo, I'm in college, I'm paying this much, and I'm not learning about Latino artists. Like, literally, it's just like, two perspectives, that's it. And it's just like, it kind of sucks, because it's like, I had to like start pausing teachers like, yo, love you, but like, you're a really good teacher, but can you just please try to include this in your next syllabus? And like, they would be like, oh my god, like, you're pretty smart, like, thank you for calling me out. So it's like, from there, like, it just became really important, because it's like, if I have these questions, then other people have to have these questions as well.
That's dope. And so, yeah, even in college, you became kind of self-educated in that way. Like, you were teaching yourself, which is ill. Your work is, it seems like you've moved from just, because your early work was it was self-portraits.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems to be also like other people who maybe potentially appear in your life. Like, there is a larger narrative or a larger.
Or like family, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I was having this conversation with someone. They're like, you know, like, we want to see more pictures of you. And I'm like, it gets repetitive. They're like, someone told me, they're like, but Murakami did like the flowers for so long. And like, you know, like, I'm like, I get it. Like, Frida went with the self-portrait route, and I still do so many self-portraits. I'm like, I only know myself best. But I'm like, it also is like, you know, like, I want to tell something that's like about me and my family, and that nobody could tell. And it's like, I don't really want to have to cater to the public and like explain myself with my work. I just want to make stuff. And it's like that. It's just like your validity, or like how you treat my work doesn't really matter at that point. I'm like, I know, like, I want to better my skills so that you're like, I could put out anything, and it's like, damn, like, she knows what she's doing, you know. And it's just kind of like a whole, like, it's a whole process.
I mean, I think that's something, regardless of, like, I'm not Mexican, but I can identify with you know.
You want to say that again, just, you know,
why?
Okay, you know, a lot of people feel like,
excuse me,
you look, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, you say that a lot. I'm just saying,
what do I say?
That you have to remind people that you're not Mexican, because people always be asking you that. Yeah.
Yeah, today one of my students told me that I'm ambiguous. No. Welcome to my life. And then I told her that one time I told somebody I'm Dominican and Native American, just to like mess with them. Because I just this is an annoying question. Anyway, but I think like any person of color, people mm-hmm. relate to family, you know,
and
I think
of course, you
know, if that's like a really strong thing in your life, like, is it my life? You know, I understand that point of view.
Yeah. And I feel like that's another thing. I feel like people are, especially like being a Mexicana, being a Southsider, being a woman of color, people are going to pick up on these themes. And even if it's not my face, like, I want to talk about something more than me. Like, I want to talk about, I'm not necessarily so political with my work. Being political brings up so many things with it. But it's just like, even just having something exist, like, you know, like bringing up a theme of gangs in the family, bringing up themes of just like machismo and just like women and
but even that yeah even like, that's
it's just like that's relatable
political though you know
yeah you know
being a woman of color is
yeah
political,
yeah exactly
know?
And I'm like my existence at this point is political
yeah
which is really dope
and that's why I love seeing that evolution of your work because even yeah. even the new pieces that you put in the show we had at we have currently at the Gallery yeah. Cafe the illustrative show it seems like a you're you know you are portraying people that are significant to you in some way yeah. or another. And I love it. I mean, it, yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes.
Thank you.
I mean, my favorite piece is that one that I want to buy.
I know, literally.
But everything's not for sale with you. Why?
Because, yeah, I never have anything for sale now. I don't know. I just, well, with the Mexicana one, I'm like, that one's like so close to me. I love it. And I'm like, that's my favorite self-portrait ever. I don't know. I feel like when it comes to like having other people in my pieces, I have to have like kind of like that consent of like, am I going to sell this? Like, what are we going to do with it? Like, you let me draw you. And now it's like, it's just this whole gray area that I don't necessarily like want to cross any boundaries. Like, I just want to make it to exist right now. And yeah. then it's like, if it's for me and it's something that I created that doesn't have anyone else in it right now, like, it's up for grabs basically. But, I just
the one with the there was like a yellow one with maybe brothers in it or something.
Yeah, those are my cousins.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. that one was very striking.
Yeah,
the yellow background.
Yeah.
Where is your work going? Like in your mind, like where what is something that you're headed towards?
That I'm gonna do. Like the future, like goals or.
What are you working on right now?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Anything you can talk about?
Yeah, yeah. I've been working. Well, now I could talk about it. Well, not that they didn't let me talk about it. I just don't like talking about stuff that's going to come up until I actually do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah. Real G's moving silent.
The social media is also yeah. like, I'm doing this right now.
Yeah.
This
and
is
it's
happening.
Just like, that's like, I just.
Chill. It hasn't happened.
Chill. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I just want to kind of like drop it. Like, bam. This is what I've been right. doing. That's
yeah,
why
you
haven't
keep tweeting
seen
about how like Real G's moving silent.
Yeah. Like, literally. True. Well, everything just dropped this week. Red Bull. I've been working with Red Bull.
True.
Oh,
yeah.
My
yeah,
interview
the video.
Came out today.
So.
I'm excited to watch it. I love the preview.
Did you watch the interview? Did you read the interview?
No, I have not read the interview.
Interview.
It dropped
right?
today. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it dropped today.
No, but I did watch the video.
The video
was
dope.
It was just beautiful.
It was yeah. so diverse.
Yeah.
And it had Fatih on there.
Yeah, no, I know. It's great. Yeah, yeah it's lovely.
So I was doing that. The video and the interview dropped today, and then just a bunch of cool stuff that's happening soon. Don't really want to get into details.
Yeah.
Not anything. It's just from.
But I don't even necessarily mean like project.
Yeah.
What I mean is like, so you're beginning to evolve from this, you know, the self portrait to beginning to look around the world that mm-hmm. you inhabit, and some of those people begin to populate
yeah.
the illustrations that you're making. Is this something that you imagine like? In a book, in a larger gallery, a one-woman show, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like, no. Basically, right now, I just kind of want to say, I'm like, that's why I'm like, I say yes to Kevin, and I'm like, not that I'm shutting down opportunities, but I'm just only working with people that I really want to work with. I feel like time is very valuable, and it's like, I don't have that much time to waste when the clock is ticking for, like, my career. And it's like, right now, I kind of just, like, want to put in all my effort to having a solo show that I can just like make beautiful and like make it my own and everything I've ever wanted it to be, because I want that show to be in Chicago, go to LA, go to Texas, go to New York, and have something so solid that like I'm just gonna be so proud of it. So
why
that's
Texas?
Because I had a show in Texas 2 years ago.
Oh okay.
Yeah,
they were in really, Austin or
it was in Dallas. Oh, okay. They were so nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well yeah, I'm so excited, and literally anything that you know we can do to help.
Yeah, of course, always.
Yeah, yeah, and I will stay asking you to do stuff. I feel like there is something about your practice of just maybe being a person where being social, being out in a community,
you're
like in a social
accessible
community.
And not a weirdo. You know,
but what does that mean?
There's just like so many people who are like, you know, you're not like closed off. You're a friendly, nice person.
And I just feel like you're out like in a social, musical, artistic scene that's kind
yeah.
of popping right now in Chicago, and I wonder what that means to you and how you how important is that, not necessarily in your art but in your life, or maybe both.
Yeah, I was just telling I was just talking to that. Was it Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I'm like, I feel like it hits a point where everything is kind of like normalized. Like you end up being in the room with people that you were like just a fan of. And then it's like, now it's like, I just want to work and get to that point where it's like, you earn respect. Like, I want to earn respect where people are like, damn, that's like Mama Runzy. Like, that ain't just Runzy party girl. Like, that's like, damn, like, I remember when you were at Easter, like, getting dragged out. Like, remember when, like, we were wasted, you know? Like, I just want people to be like, damn, like, you've grown up to be this, like, great, amazing artist, and you worked for it. And, like, it's just, like, it hits, well, again, it hits that to that point where it's, like, parties become, like, kind of, like, I just, like, I recently, like, just haven't drank in, like, 25 days.
Oh, wow.
And, like, it's been really cool because it's, like, I kind of, I'm taking everything in from a different experience and a different perspective. Like, I've been going out and pushing myself to be social without liquor.
Oh, it's so hard sometimes.
Yeah, no, but it's like, it's like, I'm just literally, I'm like, anything that's gonna benefit me, and like, life is sacrifices, and it's like, you know, and it's like, I want to be able to be social enough to like go out and just like be able to talk to people when I'm sober and actually make good relationships with these people that are popping and are great at their craft and are like amazing, and not just like talk to them and hey, what's up when I'm drunk. Like, that's not what I want to do. So it's like, I'm kind of like, everything, it's like this whole like Chicago right now is really good, but it's like, I just want to taking it in and actually have an experience and an adventure and like not just be that drunk girl.
Word. Well, who are some of the people that motivate you who are around or that, you know, even traditionally or historically have motivated you or you've been
in
inspired
Chicago,
by? In Chicago or whoever?
I would say, I mean, I still respect Hebrew. I, you know, I got to throw some respect on his name.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm friends with Angela, and I'm just like, I literally, I still haven't had like a formal conversation with him or even said what up, or I just like, I'm like, I'm very social, but I'm also like very to myself at some points. And I'm like, I just literally will chill there and act like you're the most normal person in the world, and I don't care. But I'm like, I still got to like give him some respect, like, I'm like,
absolutely.
I want to be at Hebrew's level, you know, like he's like really dope and he's good at what he does. And his flyboy's amazing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And important.
Yeah.
And significant.
Chicago. I'm like, who else is like really dope that Joe, everything he's done, you know, got to throw some respect on Joe's name. Joe's amazing. He has a good, like, he's funny as hell. And like, on top of that, like everything he's done, like for streetwear in Chicago is like super dope. Who else? Don C. I mean, Don C. He's dope. Like, you know, it's like I say what up to him, but it's like at the same time, it's like I still respect him and everything he's done too.
Yeah. No. That's a good triumvirate too.
Yeah.
So you know, one of the things that we ask the folks is like, you know, put people on to maybe, you know, some of the things that are, you know, just some of the things you're digging right now. So. Like, what are you listening to right now?
Listening. What am I listening to? Oh, I was, well, for like a whole month, I was listening. I'm kind of late though. I'm usually very late. I'm either like really into like reggaeton and like into like 2000 reggaeton. And like, I was actually listening to J Balvin for quite a while. Like, literally brush
like
my
super
teeth, comb my hair, Don Omar station, like Pandora station, like all this would come up. And I was like, literally had like,
he's super teed right now.
Yeah, he's dope. He has a good like team behind him. He's raw. I was listening to him for quite a bit, and then I was kind of late. I was listening to Sampha.
Yeah, he's dope. Yeah, and anything that you're watching
reading.
Or reading
Reading. Oh, I'm not the type of person that reads that much. No, I kind of just have a collection of books in my library that I kind of just, I never get done reading those, so every time I need inspiration, I go through those books, and that's practically it. Watching.
What kind of books are those?
My library's, I have this book that's on, I was looking through that the other day, it's on, from the MoMA, on weapons that are, like, made, like, in a moment of, like, desperate need. Like, you get, like, let's say a water bottle, how is this considered a weapon when you are at war or something, you know, like stuff like that, and like the heel and like stilettos and like,
does it have illustrations or
photos? It has photos, illustrations, and like stuff like that. It's really cool. I have like my Latino books, like that kind of like show me like stuff that other artists like have done. And then, like, kind of, like, the moms and pops of, like, what I look up to. And then I just go and, like, Google and, like, see what they're up to, their websites, what they did. Go look up scholarly articles. And it's, like, research. But, like, there's never so... You can never stop researching, like, you know? Like, you could literally get a quote in a book. And then it's, like, that opens up the doors for so many things. So it's, like, I feel like I don't have to have a large selection of books that I really love or, like, go into it. Like, I feel like you have the internet as a tool. And then you have, like, all of these things. Like, you're not going to learn and know every single word in a book. Like, you're literally always going to be... Like, I literally be there, like, I don't know this big word. Like, let me go Google it. And then that stems into something bigger, so...
Well, what's your... Who's your favorite, like, Latinx artist?
Vincent Valdez. He's, have you ever seen his work? Oh, he's literally amazing. I'm like... I literally sent it to my friend the other day. I'm like, once I get to this point, like... Bye, I'm off. Like, that's goals. He is... I don't know if he's from Texas or where he's from. Maybe LA, maybe Texas. But he's just so dope. Like, his portraits are just, like... Literally, I feel like I'm looking at a photo. Mm. And he's all over, like, the Mexican Museum. Like, I think they have... Well, they have one piece from him. He used to be in a previous show. He's really, really, really dope.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, what are you watching?
I'll add like five Rillies there because he's really dope. How to Get Away with Murder. So good. Have you seen it? With Viola Davis?
I saw the first season.
Only what's on Netflix.
No. You got to watch every season.
Maybe it's on Hulu.
Yeah, like it's so good. Like if people sleep on it, I'm like, no, I don't watch anything else. I don't watch TV.
She'd be crazy as hell.
It's got too dramatic for me, I feel like.
No, that I like
that
drama.
Feed off
that
drama, man.
I got to watch that drama.
Because my life is boring. I need the drama.
Cool. Well, hey, we're so excited that you're with us and that you're making work in this city. And do you feel like you always be a Chicagoan? I feel like you are like in some ways like really an epitome of what a Chicago woman is and should be.
Thank you. I'm too family oriented to leave. I just can't. I have like nieces and nephews that are just like growing up, and I feel like I already work so much right now that I don't get to see them, that just like leaving is just gonna get busier. And it's like I don't want to go somewhere else and start off from scratch. Like I have what I have here, and like it's dope, and I have people that really, really support me. And it's just like, why am I gonna leave to somewhere else when it's like here I have people that are in my neighborhood, in the South Side. South Sider kids are like, yo, she's doing that here. That means that I could do that too.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just like, you kind of become like a role model. And it's like, I don't want to say I'm a role model at all because I'm whatever.
But I've seen you at Clemente in like high schools and
from Clemente, like I had this girl like literally email me and she's like, you know, like I want to be an artist. And I'm like, my heart. And like at the end of the talks, like she drew me. And it's like, you never know you have this impact on people until you keep working. And then like people start being like, yo, thank you. Like, for doing this. Thank you for like helping me quit my job. Thank you for learning my value. Like, thank you for just like being you and like showing me that I don't have to have this way of life. And it's like in Chicago, it's like the people that are closest to me, they're really going to see it, and they're going to see that I'm not leaving.
Well, that's the dopest part of the Renaissance, I think, is like all these young people who are from Chicago, from all these different neighborhoods, are doing things that are out of the norm and are successful at it, and show all the other kids that they can do it too. And
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not unattainable.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't be more excited for you and to see what you continue to make and give to the city and to the world. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us in the corner store.
Oh, God. So corny. You're about to make that so corny.
Thank you.
Shout out D DJ Exist for the beat and Langston Austin for the artwork. The Corner Store is recorded at the WGN Radio Studios and produced by Mike Heideman. I'm Marlena, the co-producer, and I also run social media, so follow us at Shy Corner Store on Twitter and IG.